Luke chapter 15, 11 through 13, Jesus continued, "There was a man who had two sons. The younger one said to his father, 'Father, give me my share of the estate.' So the father divided his property between them. Not long after that, the young son got together all he had and set out for a distant country, and there he squandered his wealth on wild living." The parable of the prodigal son tells the story of a lost son and a loving father. So today, let's focus on the prodigal. Tomorrow, we'll see the great love of the father. And then finally, we'll consider there's an older brother in this story. But let's start today with the prodigal son. He was rebellious, disrespectful, and demanding. I'm sure you could think of a few words to describe the son yourself. Unwilling to wait for his inheritance, he told his father, in essence, "I wish you were dead," and then demanded his share of the estate. When the father signed the check, the boy wasted no time in getting out of Dodge. He wanted to get as far away from home as he could. Money is a magnet for friends, and they stayed as long as the money was flowing. The son was having too much fun to think about his family, let alone miss them. He was immersed in wine, women, and song, heavy on the women. But it wasn't long before he had squandered all his inheritance. The friends left. The women couldn't be bought. And began to be in need. He took a job feeding pigs. And after a while, he was so hungry, the pig slop looked appetizing. Finally, and I love this part, he, quote-unquote, came to his senses and decided to go back home. Being reinstated as a son seemed out of the question, so he would beg his father just to be a servant. And I don't know where you are today. Maybe your rebellious life has led you to a distant country far from the father. Maybe you know all about the life of the prodigal. But I'm praying today that you will come to your senses. I'm praying that you get up from the pig slop of sin and head back home. And I can promise that the father is waiting, arms wide open. He's ready to forgive and restore. Time to come back home, isn't it? Father, I pray today for those who have left and traveled to a distant land far from you and far from the support of those who love them. I pray that you will help them come to their senses, admit their sin, desire to change, and then come back home. Father, help them see you waiting with open arms. Help them run to your embrace. In Jesus' name, amen.